Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend Andy Luger is back with us. He's joined us many, many times in office, out of office. He is a tremendous attorney. Great asset to the state. Twice was the U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota. We both were just talking McCartney. We both were there. Before we get to the serious matters, let's lighten it up a little bit. Why did you enjoy Paul McCartney as much as seemingly all of us did if we were there?
Because it's just history right in front of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we talked about, when he does the split screen with John Lennon on the rooftop, the rooftop concert is one of my 10 favorite things in this world.
Yeah.
I'll just go back and watch it every once in a while.
I do too.
And, you know, he's doing I've Got a Feeling. He does the first part. Lennon does the second part. He does the split screen. I just, you know, I got choked up.
I agree 100%. I told you, wasn't going to go. And then when I'm there, I'm just thinking this is one of these moments. How often are you going to see an icon with you and 45,000 of your closest friends, and still sounding strong enough where, for me, the night was a 10.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
And look, if you go in there expecting 1969 Paul right. McCartney, you're going to be disappointed, but that's stupid.
I mean, it is.
He's 83 years old. He did, you know, not everybody knows this, but at the end of Abbey Road, Paul, John, and George traded guitar solos between Carry That Weight and the End. And they did that live at toward the end of the concert.
Yes.
And he's still playing a guitar solo at 83 years old.
He was playing multiple instruments.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I thought to myself, so I'm 60. And I thought, 60 years ago, a couple months after I was born, he's playing at Met Stadium. And now I'm not a kid. I'm 60, and I'm seeing him right here, so I'm elated I was there. Let's get to this serious topic that you were hinting at during one of our last visits and saying that you were putting a lot of work into this. Tell people about NVEs if they're unfamiliar.
In the world of violent extremism, it's almost always ideologically driven. When you think about terror recruiting and terror extremism, you know, sort of right-wing, white supremacist, neo-Nazi, left-wing extremism, it's all ideologically driven. That's been the history of violent extremism. And I've dealt with it. I dealt with it as U.S. attorney with the ISIS cases and hate crimes cases and neo-Nazi cases. So what's happened more recently, we've had a spate of horrific murders, mass murders and school shootings. Everybody's trying to figure out, why are we dealing with this now? What's going on? Obviously, we've got gun issues and mental health issues. So I reached back out to some of the experts that I worked with when I was U.S. attorney on both terror recruiting and on hate crimes and sort of the neo-Nazi stuff. And they along with law enforcement had sort of come to understand that there's a new wave of non-ideological extremism, and I'll explain why that matters. which ultimately they labeled nihilistic violent extremisms, NVEs. So everybody gets initials. Race-based violent extremism is RBV, you know, VE. This is where people are not trying to make the world better through some twisted ideology. They're not ISIS followers. They're not neo-Nazis. They just believe in violence, destruction, and harm. And it's not even a belief system. It's a nihilism is essentially an ideology or a philosophy that says nothing matters. There's no morality. There's no good or evil. There just is. And if you combine that with violence, what you basically want to do is see people hurt just to see them hurt.
Yeah.
And the difference.
What an awful thought.
Oh, it's horrific. But the reason this is even more concerning than all of the other forms of violent extremism is you don't have to convince people to adopt an ideology. For ISIS, you got to convince people to hate the West and join ISIS.
Yeah.
For neo-Nazis, hate Jews, hate others to join our group. This is just, I want to see violence and I want to see harm. And it's an easier way to recruit people. And there are now online sites with millions of followers.
Where are these sites?
You know, no one listening should go on these sites, but they're easily accessible. And I
So if I go to Google and I punch in NVE, an endless.
You'll get, and this I do recommend if people are, you know, if they're listening to this and they're interested. What I say in the article is there are three or four main sites. Watch People Die is the main one.
Yeah.
And it is literally that. You can go on the site and people post videos of mass murders and suicides and other things. It filmed suicides and encouraged suicides. If you type in NVE and violence, what you'll get are reports by the people I talk to.
Yeah.
Explaining what this is, explaining where it came from, and talking about like how we're going to start to deal with it because we've got to address it.
This is all off an op-ed that Andy made available in the Star Tribune, StarTribune.com. And as we said earlier, this is a little bit what you're alluding to in our last conversation. How do they then find those who are vulnerable to prey on them in this relentless way, which they do?
People go, this is where I think we can actually do some good work. Disaffected, sort of outcast youth, disillusioned. When you and I were growing up, I'm going to make an assumption, Chad, that we knew people who were kind of outsiders, didn't necessarily fit in.
Sure.
Maybe you were one of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they were. And they drifted away. Maybe they did various things. Now there are places for people who feel that way at 10, 12, 13 years old to go online.
Yeah.
And people on these sites kind of can pick them out. And they can tell somebody who's, you know, sort of saying things, hey, I'm struggling with my parents. I'm struggling with this. And they try to recruit them. And what they try to do on 764 is one of the sites where they groom them essentially to commit suicide. It's that blatant.
Yeah.
And so there's this, I pointed out there's a story in the Washington Post about one such.
Well, you sent it to me, and I would encourage people to go to it. It is voluminous. The details are frightening and sad and awful and concerning. Everyone you'd want to offer up.
And so I don't, you know, you don't want to like raise an alarm and say this is happening everywhere, every time. But what law enforcement and analysts who follow this are starting to see is that there's a connection that two of the school shooters in the recent years were on Watch People Die. And Watch People Die is where you teach each other how to commit a school shooting or a mass murder. So every time this happens now, and unfortunately it's happening, the experts are looking at the manifestos and law enforcement is looking at the history of online, you know, where you're going, what sites you're visiting, and trying to connect dots. These are not necessarily isolated incidents, and they're not kind of copycats in the way that we think. People are being recruited to do this, and we just have to get out front of it as much as we can.
This is former U.S. Attorney Andy Lugar. We're talking about NVEs. You can read his outstanding and troubling op-ed, StarTribune.com. What are the authorities doing about this?
So the FBI has labeled NVEs as a specific form of criminal activity to go after,
yeah,
and good for them. Analysts are studying it and are working, you know, with the FBI. So the FBI tells us that they have NVE investigations going on all across the country, and they're on top of it. Now, you know, do they have enough resources? Can we get them more resources?
Yeah.
What do we need to do? The number one thing I think that we're not doing is just talking about it because nobody knows about it.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. A lot of times those in your line of work know about this, but sometimes you need prominent media outlets to talk about it, a politician to raise it. And listen, you want to talk about an issue that in our ultra-divided partisan world where we all should come together no matter the politics, when a group, and you're talking about millions, are preying on individuals to either kill others or to get other individuals, younger ones or older ones, doesn't matter, to kill themselves, you could have Donald Trump and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez come together on an issue like this.
I agree. And, you know, one of the things I wrote about in this article is that the people on these sites kind of laugh at us when the left and the right blame each other for yeah. one of these shootings.
Right.
And people
immediately, too.
Right.
I mean, don't even wait for any details or facts.
It's just everybody's blaming each other on the site. One of the analysts who goes on these sites, I'm going to get a computer that's unconnected to any server and protected and et cetera, and then I'm going to start looking at some of these sites. I haven't done that yet. I'm working off of the information that the analysts
yeah.
give me. The analysts who are on the sites tell me that when we have that immediate reaction, they're all making fun of us. They're scoffing at the rest of us who don't get what's really going on, that this is violence for violence's sake, not necessarily, sometimes it is, but not necessarily violence for an ideology.
This is Andy Luger. We're talking about his op-ed piece. We're going to continue because this is so powerful. But, yes, we'll get to other issues with the two-time former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. I'm going to talk about Stretch Lab. What kind of stretcher are you, Andy? You like to stretch?
I am addicted to stretching.
Oh.
Well, so talk about Stretch Lab.
Yeah, here we go. Andy would be a person who stretches a lot at his house, but still could go to one of the 13-some Stretch Lab locations in town and be even better. I'm sure they have one near Andy's house. We're going to give out his home address later. No, we're not going to give out his home address later. But there's a dozen plus in town. You can be 66 like Andy, 60 like me, 41 like Dave. You can be wanting to play maybe your last run of golf this Sunday. You could be a runner. Doesn't matter. They're going to work with you. They have the technical expertise to evaluate you at each location. Then they're going to talk to you. Then the trained specialists who've had months and months of training are going to work with you. And sure, you'll find a favorite, and you can keep going to that favorite, or you can mix it up because they're that good. For me, I've been going for 6 years. My young son with health issues helps him greatly. And I not only talk about it here on air, but I recommend it to my friends. It's worth a visit. Check it out today. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Our bumper music theme today, Andy Luger, is tied to the Timberwolves, who start tonight. If you could watch one team in town, only one sports team, which team is it?
It's the Vikings. I've been a football fan my whole life. Played for 12 years.
Did you play? I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I played offensive guard.
Yeah?
So this
team could use you. Are you available?
This team needs me.
Yeah.
It's not that they could use me.
That will be the tweet, not NVEs. Andy Luger, former U.S. attorney, says the Vikings need him tomorrow.
When we have more time, I'll tell you some football stories from when I was in high school and college. But I became an offensive guard because of the Ice Bowl.
Really? Jerry Kramer.
Watching the block,
yeah,
and then reading instant replay,
yeah,
and I said to my parents, I was like, "This is what I want to do." They're like, "What?" I said, "I want to be that guy."
Yeah,
and they're like, "Well, Jewish boys don't play football, and if they do, they certainly don't play offensive guard." They had a tennis racket in mind, and so I became
so good.
For 12 years, I played one position.
Okay. So, where did you play?
In a little town in New Jersey, Creskill, New Jersey. I was first state in my league and second state all state my senior year.
Congrats.
Captain of my football team. Yeah. Football got me into college.
Yeah.
Because while I was good looking and relatively smart, I needed something else.
Yeah.
So, football got me into college.
Did you get a formal scholarship?
So, the schools I applied to Ivies
and they're called
the Little Ivies. I went to Amherst College in Massachusetts. They didn't have football scholarships. But there's no question that that's how I got it. I mean, I'm not ashamed of that.
Yeah. And did you play all 4 years?
I played my freshman year.
Okay.
Good friend of mine and I looked at each other at the end of the season. This was a really good school filled with really smart people.
Yeah.
And I needed every ounce of time I had to study to catch up to everybody else who knew things I didn't know. So I stopped playing after the first. We were undefeated my freshman year, freshman team at Amherst College.
Yeah.
You can look it up. And we didn't exactly play Ohio State, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And I've been a football fan my whole life.
So we can say Andy Luger is potentially, Dave, the only offensive guard who never lost a game in college.
Sounds right to me.
Is that fair?
It is fair.
Yeah?
Not only that, but if they would listen to me when I yell out the plays at the stadium like I did Sunday, we would be much better.
Yeah.
Because I know how to coach a football team.
Yeah. Well, how long can you stay, by the way? Do you have to go at the bottom of the hour, or can you stay till?
Can
you stay till 45?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little more football, then we'll take a break. We'll get back to the serious stuff here. I can get you KOC's number.
I've talked to KOC.
Yeah.
So I talked to KOC because
whiteboarded a few things.
I'm the only person, so if we're going to do this,
I'm
the only person who has a Josh Dobbs jersey because I'm a Josh Dobbs fan. Anybody who can arrive on – he's looking at me like I'm crazy.
I mean, I was kind of thinking Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. No.
There's only one Pastrnak.
No, the Pastrnak.
The Pastrnak arrives on a – I talked to KOC about this. Arrives on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
and doesn't expect to play, but
no.
Everybody gets hurt,
yep.
And he's in the game, and he is on fire.
They won.
I love that.
Yeah.
So
it was like a movie, to be honest, for a couple weeks. I remember I tweeted, do they have their quarterback for the future out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's a story I love. So my son, who is a Vikings, you know, even more of a Vikings fan than even I am, orders me, because he knows, nobody's ordering a Josh Dobbs jersey.
Yeah.
I wear it.
Most people don't even know where it's available.
I wore it to London. I wore it to the Browns game in London.
So at Wembley Stadium, there's, 60,000 people?
Tottenham Stadium.
Tottenham, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
60-something thousand people.
There is no chance there was anyone else in that stadium wearing a Pastrnak uniform.
I checked.
Okay. Okay. Does it say Luger on the back, or it says
I've got Dobbs? My high school jersey that says Luger on the back.
Yeah.
But I've got my Dobbs jersey that says Dobbs. By the way, I wear it to every game here. I embarrass people, but I wear it to every game here. Nobody ever comments on it. You know, I know
they feel bad for you.
Do they? Is that what it is?
Dave, don't you think they're like Dobbs? Really? I mean,
it's a Eller, shady investment.
Eller,
don't you think?
Page, JJ. You know.
Look, in fact, when they got Carson Wentz, and that was a brilliant move. You could say what you want. I thought, let's get Dobbs back, but it was three weeks
of joy,
and then it ended.
Okay, are we seeing Andy Luger at the Vikings game with the Pastrnak and then face painted? Helga horns.
The braids.
Zuba. I mean, how far do you go in your fandom?
So my goal in life is never to be on a Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good goal. So.
Okay. Here's another potential lead to our tweet. Andy Luger, my goal is to never get on the Jumbotron, and I think it's a good goal. Yeah, it's fair.
This is just how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, other people obviously feel differently because yes. They work to get on.
Oh, yeah. They desperately.
So we sit quietly. Mm-hmm. In honor of the Pastrnak, I wear my jersey, but nothing. You'll never see paint on. You know,
yeah. Okay. Game ends. And they, like Sunday, they lose. There's a lot of controversy. Is Andy Luger mad about calls? Is he debating it? Or do you let it go?
I don't let anything go.
Yeah.
So there's no...
Wow, that was very serious.
Remember, we're friends, and if I do anything legally, it was a mistake. You know, I was kidding. I don't know what I did.
Letting go is not in my repertoire, but the fact of the matter is, having been a football fan as long... Look, there are still people who will tell you, and Kramer even admits this,
yep.
In the Ice Bowl, he might have gotten off the ball before the snap.
Yeah.
So that stuff happens. There's bad calls. I think the holding call.
That was a good call. He grabbed him. The other angle, he grabbed him. But Dave, I'm having this debate with a man who went undefeated in college as a guard.
So I had a block. In my senior year in high school, I had to block a guy who weighed 325.
Am I doing the post-game show right here?
Nobody's ever asked me about this. I had to block a guy who weighed 325. I couldn't block him.
Yeah.
He just.
How big were you then?
I was about 230.
Okay.
And built, as one was then.
Yeah.
But this guy just pushed me around.
Yeah.
And finally, I just grabbed hold of him and dragged him down to the ground.
Cheated.
Yeah. And I did that a few times.
Yeah.
And the ref finally comes up to me and he says, hold him a little less.
Because you can see the size disparity. He's empathetic.
Yeah. And I went to the coach even and I said, I can't. There's nothing I can do here. So I think that touchdown should have counted. I think Hawkins, I don't know about the Hawkinson thing.
Diehard sports Vikings guy.
Yeah, football. It's all football.
Yeah. All right, let's pause. We'll get back to the serious part, but I mean, this was great. Andy Luger is here. We'll break for a few spots, a little traffic and weather, and back with Andy right here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, Andy Luger, is here. Now you're telling me about living in London and a ban, which you didn't think we might know, but we both know fairly well. And you were there when they named the band.
So I lived in Fulham, which is outside of, it's just southwest of Chelsea in London, which was kind of a rundown part of town. Now it's fancy, I'm told.
Yeah.
And I got a flat. I was going to the London School of Economics for the year and studying philosophy. And in the flat were two different bands, one of which became the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah.
And, or the P-Furs, as they like to be
Oh,
known.
They like that better?
So, yeah, they were friends of mine. Actually, after I left and I came back to the States, they did their first U.S. tour. They did two U.S. tours where we hung out. And then after the third tour, they came back. They were big stars by then. I know most people never heard of them, but they were at their time. And that's when, like, my existence ceased to matter to them. You know, to the first time it was like, Andy, man, we got to tell you. We're like, we got a record. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
We went to the concert. And the second time, Bowie was producing them. And they were, you know, and then the third time, you know, I didn't exist.
Yeah, you were just somebody in the audience.
So it's a part of my history.
All right, let's start fraud here, and then we'll finish on the NVEs. And I want to talk about a topic that we've talked about before, but it comes up a lot, and it's the fraud and those who are Somali who are involved in this. Because whenever I talk about this, I'll get a variety of texts. Some will say, why don't you ever identify everybody? They're from Somalia. We have a Somalian problem in this country, and you run from it. And I don't feel like I do. I feel like I talk about it, but I also want to talk about it where you're presumed innocent, because I get very uncomfortable when I hear people say, well, we just have such a big Somalian problem in this town, and until we deal with that, we're never going to resolve it. Because I have plenty of friends or have interviewed folks or been exposed to people who are from Somalia who are every bit the solid citizens that the three of us are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not going to be naive and say among our fraud issues that Somalians have been a large part of it. So it's a nuanced and fair conversation that as somebody who was in the middle of this for a while, I want to get your thoughts on.
There is a segment of the community that has decided or did decide to engage in rampant fraud. It's a segment of a community. To damn any one community for something that's happening by a segment is unfair and unwise, and it doesn't solve any problem.
No.
When I was a young prosecutor in Brooklyn, I prosecuted a Greek government-owned bank in the United States that was set up specifically to help expats, Greek Americans living in the United States, to launder money back to Greece, where deposits are not taxed, where interest and dividends are not taxed. It was a way of avoiding tax.
Yeah.
We seized $750 million from this bank. Mm. And that's in 1990. That's a lot of money.
Staggering amount of money.
We then went out and prosecuted dozens of members of the Greek American community who had been avoiding taxes by doing this. It was very much within an ethnic community.
Mm-hmm.
It says nothing about Greek Americans at large, nor did anybody suggest it does. We have people within the Somali community in Minnesota who have been carrying out these frauds. And their defense to any scrutiny up until recently has been, if you're pointing at me, you must be racist. So we exposed that in part when the defendants, seven defendants tried to bribe a juror in the first trial.
Right.
They had a list. They had an explanation for the juror how to convince everybody to vote not guilty.
Right.
Three times within that manifesto was, this is a racist prosecution.
Yeah. They
had laid it out, and I stood up and I said, it's time to call this out. If you're being scrutinized for fraud, you don't get to call everybody racist.
Yeah, right.
And we're done with that. And I think, I really actually think we are. I think people get it. It's hard to talk about because
I don't think in the audience it is.
Is that right?
Yeah, I really don't.
Well, I will tell people that do not condemn 60,000 or however many people live in Minnesota who are hardworking, love being here, are just as productive as the rest of us.
They're amongst us. They're bankers, lawyers, our neighbors, our friends.
And I made great friends within the Somali community during my first time as U.S. attorney when we were dealing with the ISIS crisis. And people would say the same thing. Oh, we got a problem. Well, there were 15 to 20 young men, mostly 19, 20 years old, who were targeted by ISIS to be recruited. And that doesn't mean an entire community is to blame.
Yeah.
And so you just got to say it straight. I try to say it as straight as I can, as honestly as I can. And hopefully we're getting to a point where there'll be more cases because there's just more fraud to uncover, but where this is part of the past.
How organized is this? Because I wonder about that part when we're talking about the NVEs and targeting vulnerable. How big is the apparatus where they're trying to bring more people into this? And so, again, I'm not broad brushing all Somalians who are in the state, but who's organizing and how many people are they trying to bring in? And you alluded to this. Are we seeing the end of this, or is this still out there that we don't know if it's the end of this?
It's a little bit of both. Sorry to waver on that. We saw a lot when we were building the Feeding Our Future cases, and now you're seeing more cases that I wish we could have brought way back when, but you just don't have the bodies to do it all. They're going to roll. My prediction is, I don't know because I'm not there anymore, but they'll roll out cases, the autism cases and the housing stabilization cases. That's going to roll out. But what I think the agencies understand, and I think the executive, the governor's office and the legislature understand is, and, you know, now there's an inspector general, this has got to stop. And I think everybody agrees on it. And there are ways to make that happen. So I think it'll be, I don't think it'll be the problem going forward. It has been, but it's going to take a while to roll out all those cases. So it's going to feel like it's still a problem.
Right. Yesterday, Keith Ellison came on the show on the day he's announcing for re-election. And we had a rather spirited dialogue for about 20 minutes. And fraud was a part of it. And we've covered this before. So please allow me to indulge with some redundancy. For the listener right now who is saying, I feel like that those in powerful positions, including the governor and the attorney general and others, that I'm holding them accountable for this level where right now it seems to be that our state has more fraud in this area than any other state in the country. The attorney general comes back and says, look at all these cases that we have either prosecuted ourselves or we've worked with Andy Luger and others. So for the folks who are mad at those people in positions, in particular Walz and Ellison who are running for re-election and are saying, why should they get another opportunity? What do you say to that audience? Because it's not a small audience.
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, I never try to talk anybody in or out of voting for anybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely hold people accountable and look at their broad base of work. So this, there's no question this happened. Let them explain what they did and didn't do, and you decide. But there's more to the attorney general's office and there's more to the governor's office than this one thing.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're a whatever your political leanings are, judge them as a whole. And how did they react to what we uncovered and what we, when I stood up in September of 22 to announce this, what did they do? What did they say? They all expressed support for us, and they said, we're going to work with you. We want to work with you, and they did. And who's – everybody asks me all the time, whose fault is this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that simple, but you can. I mean, people can say, I blame this one or that one. I actually look at as lax oversight within agencies and a real emphasis on getting money to needy people because the services are needed.
Right.
And so
we shouldn't lose out on the folks who still absolutely need that money. We have to acknowledge that there was an onslaught of cash, but that doesn't mean we still can't say, why did this happen?
Yeah, and I think that's a fair question. It'll be asked a lot during the campaigns. I try to judge anybody, whether it's, you know, the president, a senator, anybody on a full body of work, not on one thing or another. But other people disagree and then look at their opponent. And, you know, can this person do it better? What about this person without hindsight, you know, actually in living it? So I don't see this as this one's to blame, that one's to blame. I think it was a confluence of events. Feeding Our Future also happened during the pandemic, which is, you know, sort of we called it the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have people going out and auditing. The rules were relaxed because you wanted to get food to kids.
Yeah, right.
And people
people forget, we're trying to get money to children.
Yeah, and people took advantage of it. Horrendous. They're going to prison. Everybody's cooperating in these investigations. And you had the whole racism sideline to it that made it difficult. I'm not trying to make excuses and I'm not trying to support or build up anybody. Everybody's got their own decision to make. That's how I look at it.
Donald Trump is, it's not even a year since he was elected. I mean, it's crazy. It's he makes news every single day.
Right.
As a man who's believed in the law for a long, long time, is there anything you want to comment on that concerns you most about this second Trump term?
My issue is everybody's got their own issues. My concern, and I think people, a lot of my friends on the right agree, is with the Department of Justice and the notion of a president saying, go indict this person, go indict that person, go indict that person. Whether those people actually, you know, should be indicted or not, it undermines the belief that our system is fair.
Yeah.
I was hired.
A detachment, right?
Yeah. And just not political and just based, you know, only the facts, ma'am. And I was hired twice as an assistant U.S. attorney in Brooklyn. I was hired by a Republican-appointed U.S. attorney in here in Minnesota. Tom Heffelfinger hired me. He was a Republican. Nobody ever asked me a political question. Nobody ever asked me the entire time I worked at both offices. And then when I was U.S. attorney, I never talked politics with people.
Mm-hmm.
It was just cases.
Yeah.
And if they happened to be against a Democratic politician or a Republican politician, we didn't take that into account. That's where I want us to be, and that's where I think we need to be to have faith in our system of justice, which is very, very near and dear to my heart.
Let's finish on NVEs, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Do we know how involved they are in this state?
I don't.
Yeah.
Somebody does.
Yeah.
I don't yet. The analysts, the independent non-law enforcement analysts who I talk to are studying, and they study the manifestos and they compare language and they so I don't know what I know is this this is something that people far more involved than I am are concerned about, and are concerned that if we just kind of let it keep going, it's going to keep growing and we're going to see more, not less, you know, sort of isolated violence, and we need to address it.
If people want to pay more attention to this, how can they do that?
I think one way to do it is to go read some of the reports from some of the people that I've been talking about. And they're at different, you know, extremism institutes that study extremism. Read for yourself. Go, you can go online and you know, NVE violence. You won't get the sites themselves.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But you'll get the research reports, and they explain, you know, what watch people die and what no lives matter means. And they'll give you – they constantly update what they're seeing. I'm going to be convening a group of them with some public health experts, educators, and others to talk about ways that we might address this as a society, not so much law enforcement. And when we have something to talk about from those sessions, I'm happy to talk about it, Chad.
Thank you so much. He is not a good guest. He's not a great guest. He's a tremendous guest. He's Andy Luger. He's great as always. I appreciate the time. Let's pause. Come back with more on CCO. Ah! Very, very good. For what we want to do on this radio show, and I know some people agree and disagree with what we try to do, Andy Luger is just a prime example. And we had him on, I wouldn't say a lot, when he was the U.S. Attorney for Minnesota. We would try a lot.
He's a busy guy.
He was fairly busy, whether it was the first or the second time, but when he told us on his final visit, you ask good questions. You feel like you know what you're doing. I'm willing to come on. He's great.
I pretty much said, I've got more to say.
I've got more to say.
And once I leave the office, I will say those things.
Yeah, and we're going to take advantage of that as much as possible on the frightening NVEs, the 764, these pathetic excuses of human beings praying and doing whatever they can to convince kids to kill themselves, the fraud issue, the Somali issue where you can have a nuanced conversation about it, and also the football part. I guess I'm sure I've read long profiles of him, but it's been a while. And now I feel like we've had him on so often, I don't know if go back and read every profile, but he loved talking about his football stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And his stories off there where everybody's good, and then the psychedelic furs. I've mentioned before, like, I think Jack's a great station, and I listen to Jack when I'm listening to music, and also The Current. I love The Current. I think I heard the psychedelic furs on The Current just a few days ago, you know? And I had a bunch of their music a long time ago. And young Andy Luger in London sitting around with the Psychedelic Furs when they named themselves the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah, I was just sitting in the room when they're throwing out names.
Yeah. And I loved it, too, when he said, you know, at first he was in the group, but then all of a sudden when David Bowie was involved in producing their music, there was no phone call.
We have no time for you, Maury.
We have no time. We try to provide a variety of guests, and we'd love to have more people podcast. We've got a nice number right now, and anybody who signs up for any of the stuff we provide on the auto side, whether it's you have an availability in your life and you can listen when we're on live. Thanks so much. Maybe you're somebody who likes the interviews and you don't like the nonsense. Maybe you're vice versa. Maybe you only want, am I wrong? You only want overrated. Dave does a meticulous job with our podcast of giving you a segment, a half hour, an hour. I'd rather, ideally, you listen to everything. But I get it. There's a lot of times I'm clicking. And people I really enjoy, whether it's a radio station with music or it's a host I really enjoy, and I think, it's not one of my favorite guests. Clicking over. That's what you can do with the podcast. Odyssey, Spotify, Apple. I don't think iHeart, right?
I haven't checked recently.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
We were told that's how it was supposed to go.
Yeah, well, the fact that we're even on iHeart Live is great.
They had to build that brand somehow.
Yeah, I'm sure they were struggling, and this show really was the tipping point. So you can consume us that way. Also, Instagram. Are you ever go back on Instagram?
Not to post. I still scroll it once in a while, but even then I've kind of gotten away.
Stalking, I think, is the term you're looking for.
Yes.
You're
familiar.
I occasionally post some things on the Instagram, Chad Hartman Show. And then on Twitter, I didn't put the show tweet out today. I don't know why, but every 2-3 weeks, I don't know. I end up talking to Carter too much. Pretty much, that was it. I was talking to him way too long. @Dave_Harrigan, @Chad Hartman Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.